Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at each life path number's forecast for December 2023. So we are inching quite quickly towards the new year of 2024. And so I do have those forecasts up on my YouTube channel and my podcast for each life path number. If you haven't checked yours out, be sure to do so. This is also a great time to take a look at your own personal numerology in a year ahead forecast or your diamond report. If you'd like to take a look at that or dive a little bit deeper, then book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. Life path number three. So December brings forth the energy of the four for you all. And also you're going to be working with the energy of Scorpion. So with the four energy, you know, when we enter into a four cycle, even if it's a shorter cycle, like a month long, it can feel like things slow down. Like all of a sudden we sort of lose our momentum and we're sort of being forced to pay closer attention to the details. What is it, you know, what's the inner workings of something? What are the actual finer details of something that's making something work or that's hindering it from working? And then we are meant to make those modifications, right? Whatever we find when we take a closer look at those details. And of course, the details can be around anything in life, anything that, you know, anything that we need to take a closer look at when it comes to our foundations and what it is that we're building. So where there are cracks within the foundation, you'll feel the pressure in those areas this month to do something about it, to make some adjustments, to make some changes so that you can sort of fortify those and, you know, build something stronger. When a four cycle comes through, we can, you know, our patience can be tested a little bit. Like things could have been moving along really quickly, what we thought was really well, but then all of a sudden the four energy comes in and it's like, okay, we need to clean up this area and this area and this area. And until we do, we can't move forward. And so it can feel like we just sort of halt for a little while. It's also going to ask us, you know, is our heart still in whatever it is that we are pursuing, whatever it is that we're building? Because if our heart's not in it, then what are we doing? It's not for us, it's for somebody else at that point. We're building somebody else's dream instead of our own. And so we really do need to take a closer look at that, and the four will help us to see that. Then, of course, it's what we choose to do with it that will make the difference. But it really does ask us to check in with ourselves and make sure that, you know, whether it's a relationship, a career, a project, our own belief systems, how do we actually feel about these things? Like, is our heart in it? Does it feel aligned? Do we feel good about it? Is it serving the highest good of all involved? Because if it's not, then we have a faulty foundation, and the four will require us to fix it. To do something about it. When we have a four cycle, we can also see things come in around the physical body, so the house that the soul lives in, or the physical home. So this could be a time for some of you threes where you're moving, or you're looking to buy or sell a home, or you're just going to do some upkeep or make some adjustments to the home. Or beautify the home in some way. But a lot of times with four energy, it's sort of that let's get serious about something. So if you've been meaning to fix the roof, this will be the month that you're probably going to be asked to do that or see the necessity of that sooner rather than later. Same thing with anything that crops up around your actual physical body. If anything shows up this month, definitely get it checked out. And that goes for your holistic body, right? Body, mind, and spirit. This is definitely a time to, again, strengthen the foundations. And only you have the power to do that. But patience is definitely going to be key this month. Anything that you start this month will require your commitment, your perseverance, your, you know, effort. You will be rewarded for that effort, but it can take some time. There's not a lot of instant gratification when it comes to this four cycle. So it's going to require, again, effort, dedication, commitment, and loyalty to whatever it is that you're signing up for. So make sure that you're prepared to see it through to completion, whatever it may be, as long as your heart is in it. With Scorpio energy, there's definitely something here again coming up about sort of bravery. Like, what is it that you're being asked to commit to that you need to be a little bit brave about? And maybe it goes against, I don't know, maybe there's some people who don't really see the value in it, but you see the value. And so you want to go forward with it and commit to it, whatever it may be. And I would say follow your heart, right? Follow that fourth chakra, your heart center. And with Scorpio, you know, it's going to require resolve. It's going to require seeing something through, again, to fruition, to, you know, being ambitious and committing to whatever it is. But also that sense of bravery and how it is that you conduct yourself in situations. Because the four is also going to require integrity, and so is Scorpion energy. So you can't just go around stinging people that don't agree with you or that don't aren't supportive, that sort of thing. You have to find ways to handle the situation that are building a foundation, not making it crumble. So pay attention to your emotional output this month. Reactions are not going to serve you as much as taking your time in responding to situations. The more reactive you may be, the more you may find that impulsivity or that reactionary impulse sort of bites you in the bum. So just make sure that you are taking your time before you commit to something or before you react to something so that you're responding in a way that's full of integrity and that can actually move you forward as well as the dynamic, whatever that may be. So just be really careful about your, again, like your emotional, like responsiveness, or I would say emotional reactivity, right? With Scorpion energy coming through. Because that's the other thing too with four energy, patience, patience, patience. Patience with self, patience with others, patience with the circumstances. So I hope it's a beautiful month for you all. Take care. Bye for now.